is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. It's Tina getting back to you from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. Hanging in there, barely.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. At least you're hanging on by a thread. That means things can only go up from here, right?
Yeah. I have no choice. I got to just keep on trucking.
There you go. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. So I got your message, and I did want to give you some options because we can't cancel an account or transfer listings over or anything on an account with a past due balance, and that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agree to an automatic renewal each month on the 14th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So the $249 past due balance, obviously that doesn't have to be taken care of today, you know, if, you know, things are tight, but get it done no later than March 11th, because that way we can prevent the March 14th charge and, you know, cancel your account and transfer your listings over if that's what you wanted to do. One option that might make it a little bit easier is that your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. So what some people do when they hit a tight spot is they take those off, and that would lower your past due amount just to $149. And, you know, it looks like you're getting some solid results. So if you wanted to continue with it, what I can do is, you know, once that's paid, I can push the next billing out 30 days for you. That way you wouldn't have to worry about having 2 payments so close together.
Okay. I don't know, as far as solid results, you're talking about like clicks, because I haven't got any deals from anything. I actually haven't sold a deal since the middle of December. But granted, this is a slow part of the month, the year for, this is like the roughest part of the year for hell, for roofs in Texas, because it's winter. Hell season starts like March. Usually you start seeing some hell. Now, whether it's closing or not, I don't know. It's always a roll of dice. But so you're saying if I stop the Facebook ads, my past due will go down to $149?
Exactly. Yeah, and a lot of people view those as very beneficial in the beginning, the first 6 months or so, because it does make you more relevant to Google and it jumpstarts your results. But now that you are ranking on Google, I don't really think you need them anymore, because 87% of people will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. You know, if you take Yelp and Yellow Pages and Facebook ads and Thumbtack and Angie's and put them all into one bucket, you know, combined, they're only getting 13%.
So if we take that off, then my past due comes down to 149. And if I have that paid by March 11th, call you guys back and have that paid by then, you'll transfer ownership back over to me?
Exactly. If you want to cancel, if you're set on canceling, or if you decide to continue, I would then push the next billing out to April 11th. That way you wouldn't have to worry about, you know, another charge coming in, 3 days.
Okay.
One insight that I want to share with you is in the time that you've been with us, and I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but it's showing that you've already been found 300 times on the first page of Google with 184 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you might be getting, you know, some solid work out of this, and perhaps you're not aware. I know there was a Deborah Reiner that just called you a few weeks ago, and they were waiting for you guys to come out for an estimate. And so that's just one example of, you know, a client that's stored on your dashboard.
So if she called, how come I didn't get a voicemail or anything did she call? Is that what it's saying?
Hold on 1 second. I want to go back to that section. Let me look here. I had just clicked out of it, and then let's see here. Oh, yeah, you know what? I'm sorry. That wasn't your dashboard. This one says that you had a call from 817-442-6706. There was a message from, hey, Mauricio, reaching out to, hey, it's Mauricio. I'm reaching out to a few remodelers around Texas. I've been lining up solid remodeling jobs. So that sounds like it might be a solicitor. There was another call. Yeah, that came in from 254-276-2747, and they it says that they were unable to leave a message. Do you have your voicemail or was your voicemail full or something like that, or your mailbox not set up at that time? Because I see quite a few leads.
Would it be my voicemail on my actual phone you're talking about?
Exactly, because the call tracking number forwards to your actual phone. Okay.
Yeah, it's set up, and I make sure I delete my voicemails. I don't know, 254 doesn't sound like a recognizable area code.
It says, let me see. The other two said Grapevine, Texas. This one says Irene, Texas, wherever that is.
Okay.
But
yeah, I'm not
sometimes
sure.
People will move to your area and they have their old area code, and even though it's an, you know, area code you're not familiar with, you know, sometimes they still need your service. There's a 512 area code number before that, 512-546-6166, Adolfo Barron, an 817 area code.
But when they call, it's going to say, is it going to say like it's transferring to me from something, or does it just look like a regular phone call to me?
It'll say, for the customer, you know, thank you for calling Escape Roofing and General Contracting. If you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. And then when the call comes to you, it'll either show the call tracking number as the ID, or it'll show as local leads. Let me test it right now from my cell phone and just see, so you can be aware. So if I call it from my cell phone, 817-623-1912, we'll see what happens here.
Okay. Thank you for calling Escape Roofing and General Contracting to be your trusted services.
Okay, I'll just press 1 for like I'm a new client and then tell me.
Yeah, it says local splash audio and then.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, you're
so anytime you see that local splash audio, that means it's somebody that found you on Google or they found your web and they're calling you through that call tracking number that we're promoting.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's turn the Facebook thing off to bring the balance down, and let me see what happens between now and the 11th, and I'll contact you guys back before then. I guess to see what either to cancel it or figure something else out.
Yeah, if you can keep it been running, I would highly recommend that you do, only because you have to pay for that past due balance anyway. And since I'm going to give you that extra month on the back end, I could have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that would improve your, you know, performance, they could do those for you behind the scenes. One thing you can do on your end is work on getting some more 5-star ratings on Google. So you're doing excellent already. You have 2 5-star reviews, so that's great.
I sent a message out to all my customers, and I sent the link and asked them. And one person did it, and then another guy did it the other day. I texted him again because I saw him at the gym. I was like, "Hey man, can you?" And then he did it. So that's been.
I saw that.
Yeah. So I need to get some of the other people to do it. So yeah, that definitely helped. But okay, well, let's just do that for now, and then I'll see how things go, and I guess contact you again by the 11th.
Of course. Okay, no problem. And I'll put a note here that we talked. I already removed the Facebook ads, but if anything changes, you can call me. If not, I'll follow up with you in a week or so and see where you're at that time, okay?
Okay, and I appreciate you working with me on this, because I didn't want this to be a huge pain in the ass for, you know, I'm already dealing with enough right now trying to just keep going. So I'm glad this is not something that you guys are like gonna, you know, you never know what someone's gonna do. And I knew I'd agreed to stay with you guys back then because I talked to you and you assured me that, you know, hey, if you decide to stop at some point, we're not gonna like deal with $1,000 and we're turning off your Google listing and all that stuff. So
exactly.
So
oh, of course. No, I don't mind helping when I can, and that's why I wanted to, you know, kind of recommend that you keep it going once you can pay, because you said that, you know, hail season's coming and you might be getting some jobs here and there, and I wouldn't want anything affected during that time, you know. So right now your account is suspension, which means everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming taking place. So, you know, that might affect you, you know, just slightly, Yeah, keep in mind that the sooner you can get it paid, the better, because then they can get you caught up on all the algorithm updates that were missed, and then also do that extra performance check. And you still have that review generator email that we sent you, right?
The what?
The review generator email, the one that you had forwarded to your clients, or do you want me to send it to you again?
Yeah, you can send it again. Okay. The only thing I think I said was you sent me the link that
mm-hmm.
I can forward, so I saved that. And
that's smart. So you saved the link, but not the whole text of the... Okay, I'll send it to you again just so that you have it. And then, keep up that good work with the reviews. That's awesome because, you know, I tell people if you send out, say, 10 or 15 or 20 of them, you can't expect everybody to respond to it. But if you get someone to respond here and there, that's great because that's going to help you, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's always best to, spread them out like you did, you know. Rather than getting two of them on the same day 3 months ago, you got one 3 months ago and you got one last week. And that's excellent because that it makes you more relevant to Google and looks more credible to an end user than – have you ever seen a company where they got like 20 reviews overnight and then for the next 6 months they got nothing?
No. But I had that problem with Yelp before I ever contacted you guys. They deleted my – they deleted the reviews because – I guess they knew, like they said, I can't ask for reviews, that the customer has to do it on their own. So I guess they knew I copied, like I just copied and pasted my Yelp link. And somehow they knew. And so they said, you can't ask for reviews. And they deleted. I had two or three of them. And I was like, well, that's weird. So I asked one of the people to go back and do it on her own to find it. And she went and did it on her own. And they deleted it again, I guess, because it was the same person. So that's when I was like, you know, forget Yelp.
You know what? Yelp does filter reviews, and what they told you to me sounds just like an excuse, because we used to automatically include Yelp as one of the directories we would submit our clients to. Now we only include it as a special request. If someone requests it, we don't automatically, because we started getting so many people that wanted to opt out of the Yelp listing just for the same reason you said. One lady told me that she had 22 positive reviews on there, and then all of a sudden one day she looked and she only had 9 bad reviews, and she called Yelp and she said, what happened to all my good reviews? Can you put them back? And, you know, they told her they would put them back up there, but she'd have to pay $300 a month. And I don't know how they get away with that, because to me that's extortion. But because of that, you know, unethical practice, a lot of our clients were saying, look, don't even put us on Yelp. We don't want to deal with it, you know, because they started hearing nightmares about it. So.
That's what I thought they were doing, because they kept contacting me wanting mm-hmm. me to commit to something. And that them doing me that way just made me like, no, I'm not even going to attempt to go down that road with y'all. So, yeah.
Yeah.
They must accept me. They're doing to several people or a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't blame you. I mean, I'm happy that you found a way to get some good ones on Google, because Google will dominate anything that you can get off of Yelp anyway. So, you know,
yeah.
You're on the right track. You have two already, and if you continue with that, your listing's going to just get stronger and stronger, you know?
Sweet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the call back.
No problem.
So it shows my balance now when we're done here, down to 149.
Exactly. I already adjusted that for you. So, you know,
okay.
Whenever you're ready, we'll take care of that. And then we'll either cancel and transfer the listings, or we'll push the next billing out 30 days, whatever you decide to do.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Tina.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your week, too.
You too.
Thank you. Okay.
All
bye-bye.
Right.